Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
We finally have a budget for 2025, although it's not yet finalised, and I'm afraid you're going to feel it in your pocket. Among the key points, a 0.5% hike in VAT and a similar one in the pipeline for next year. No inflation adjustment for tax bans, so-called bracket creep, nor for medical aid tax credits. Sin taxes go up by well more than inflation, 16 cents on a can of beer, nearly 6 rand on a bottle of spirits, and just over a rand on a packet of 20 cigarettes. But on the plus side, no increases in personal or corporate tax, and a number of additional foods, including canned vegetables and offal, have been zero-rated for VAT. No increase either in the fuel levy or RAF contribution, but we will pay 3 cents more carbon levy on petrol and diesel. On the expenditure side, some of the highlights include 23.5 billion rand to fund the contentious above-inflation wage increase for the public sector. The SRD grants are extended for another year, social grants are increased by an average of just more than 5%, and SARS gets an extra 7.5 billion rand over the next 3 years to improve its capacity to collect taxes. And an impressive 1 trillion rand is allocated to public infrastructure investment over the next 3 years. Treasury is clearly trying to maintain discipline. With the budget deficit this year at minus 5% of GDP, it's projecting next year at minus 4.6% and the year after at minus 3.8%. GDP growth projected at 1.9% this year, 1.7% next year, 1.9% the year after. But that brings us to the 900-pound gorilla. Government debt. If all of these numbers work out, we're looking at a very slight increase in debt as a percentage of GDP this year, 76.2% from 76.1% last year, and then 75.9% in 2026-27, 75.1% the year after that. This year, then, government is going to spend 424.9 billion rand, 22 cents in every rand of tax collected, just to service that debt. That's more than social development, basic education, health, and so on. And the problem here is that every time Treasury makes a prediction, the finance minister comes back mid-year to say, nope, sorry, target has been missed. And the other big problem with all of this is that the DA is still holding out and says it won't back the bill on a VAT hike, or it will back it, but several other things will have to change first. So it all now heads off into various committees where MPs and party leaders will engage in what is likely to be some protracted haggling. How did the markets react? Well, fair to say that much of this had been well trailed, so nothing really adverse. JSE, All Share and Top 40 both down, but only around a fifth of 1%. The Rand very slightly down, 18.34 to the dollar this morning, 19.96 to the euro, 23.76 to sterling. The US dollar unchanged, 109 to the euro. And further afield, London's FTSE up 0.5%, New York mixed, the Dow down 0.2%, the S&P 500 up 0.5%, the Nasdaq up 1.2%. Tokyo this morning up 1%, Hong Kong, Sydney both just beneath flat. Gold at 2,944, platinum 987, Bitcoin 83,647, and Brent crude oil just under $71 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.